Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And here we are again to have another wonderful program. And tonight is our paranormal show. So if you have any questions you'd like to bring up, please, we're ready to take them. So here we go. Let's do a special clearing here. Here we go. So I'm going to count to 10 as we clear your emotions for the last week. Think of a situation that you dealt with. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay? And let's do another clearing here. Let's do your pain body clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do a clearing for your feeling body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll drop you into your heart. So think of an elevator. 10 floors your head, where the thoughts normally come from. And we'll drop you into your heart center so you can be in non-judgment. And here we go with your spirit. So dropping down, just like an elevator. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So think a thought. You shouldn't have a positive thought or a negative one, because those are both judgment. And you should feel pretty secure now in your heart center with a lot of peace. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I am. And hello and welcome, everyone, to Friday night, July 9th. And if you're listening to it live, that's the day it is today. So you can also listen to this show after it's been live, after it's, once it's been recorded. You can go to the BBS archive section. If you're not enrolled in that, there's a very low fee to be able to have access to all of the archives. I'm not sure what it is, but you can find that out on the BBS homepage. And we have hundreds and hundreds of Creation Lightship shows archived there, with amazing information and healings that you can, samples of healings that you can experience even though you're listening to it as an archive. Sometimes Ron will say that this portion of the healing that he's doing will not work on the archives, and that's basically either because it takes too much energy to maintain that way, or for your own protection. But many of the healings are, and there's wonderful shows there, so I encourage and welcome you to check that out. Tonight we have a chance for people to call in if they would like. That's very nice to do. You can talk with Ron about Ascension, about the Creation Lightship, about his mission, about the healings that he does, or like you said a minute ago, any kind of paranormal questions that you have, experiences you may have either had or heard about that you'd like to talk about with Ron. And the number to call in tonight is area code 415-762-1161. That's 415-762-1161. And if you're unable to call, we welcome your participation. You can go to this past chat, which is a little link on the BBS page, and you can just click on that, and that'll bring up a window for you to be able to ask your questions that way, or make comments, or request a healing or a divine energy sample of some kind. And the last thing I'll say before turning it back over to Ron is that if you're new to this, you're going to really want to experience the light being that's on the page of Creation Lightship on BBS Radio. So you can go to the Creation Lightship page by clicking on the link anywhere that it appears on the BBS schedule. It'll take you to our page. You just scroll down, and you're going to see a drawing there of a light being that was actually drawn in real time by a seer who was having a healing on the creation light ship, and this light being allowed themselves to be drawn. And it's just amazing to watch while Ron brings in that divine energy. The colors will shift and change. It'll take on usually a more three-dimensional effect. Sometimes you might even see a little smile, or the eyes may follow you. Sometimes you'll see the whole shape of the face change as different beings from the creation light ship may come into that picture to participate in the healings. And it's something that you can connect to by going into your heart center, like Ron has just dropped everyone into their heart center from their mind. And that's where you're going to experience that incredible, perfect divine peace and that love and the healing energy that is not something you can connect to from the mental plane. So anything that you'd like to get into for starters tonight, Ron? And we may have lost Ron. Ron, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
So we could talk about, we have three clarions that are up, that are new. The first clarion is the psychic billboard clarion. And that's on the left side there. If you want to look at that, it's $20 for the month to remove from you your information that you're transmitting to people with mind energy. That's how they interfere with you or come into your life. Sometimes they have negative situations, and you can also change that, reprogram it for what you'd like to have in your life. So we don't always know what's on that billboard, so we want to just take control of that. So that's on the website. We have another clearing that is up, which is the chakra clearing. We go through the seven chakras, disconnect those, and make you a little more at peace inside of your body. There's actually probably, I think, about 27 different entries there, other entry points that the aliens attach to us. So this is the chakra clearing. I think it's under the alien attack location. And this is how they connect to you, through the crown chakra and other chakras, too. So that's up. And then we have another clearing, which is the alien blood barcode clearing. And that one's also new. And there's... the alien parasitic life forms that are in your blood that we can take away. There's your waste products. And then there's the odd harmonics that they transmit into our blood. And then finally, we do the spirit infusion on that. So that's online. You can have that free for about maybe 3 weeks to a month if you wish to come on the 8-hour call that we're having starting on the 17th, the intensive. This is Saturday the 17th, and we have three consecutive back-to-back Sundays for 8-hour calls. So this is kind of a little bonus for everybody, and it will help to augment your healings. So if you're interested, you can do that too. Let's see here. What else is new? We're still devising and creating the mechanical robotic page, and we're also doing the shadow body page, too. That'll be coming up at some point here. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Oh, that's great. Lots of wonderful new clearings coming on. And let's see, we have a few people on the fast chat, and there's a request from JP if we could experience the mind of the body clearing.
Okay, so the mind of the body clearing, if you don't know what that is, that's the internal mechanism, we'll say, inside of your body that is there to help you with healing. Now, this mind of the body normally gets turned off before you have your barcodes activated. So, typically, if you haven't did the alien barcode removal yet, I would say that's a must if you have a physical condition. And what happens is when the first one hits you, you know, this has been placed by your horoscope, natal chart. I use the word horror. That's what it kind of is. The planets controlling you, affecting you, telling you what to do, how to live your life, basically, through their control. Before you have the first barcode, about 10 years prior to that, you will start losing energy. And the mind of the body will start to see that. It's like, why should I heal the body because I'm looking at death, and the death will be when the first barcode hits. You can always supersede that, but the mind of the body still is low on its energy, just like you are, and most people lose about a third of their life force before the first one hits you. So this is why that clearing is so important, the alien death barcode clearing. But the mind of the body will do a clearing on now to jumpstart people. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10. You can bring the light beam up if you wish on the monitor screen. We'll activate that first here. So here we go. Bring in the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, you should see the picture changing. And let's do the mind of the body sample clearing here. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10. Watch the light beam. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. You may feel your body changing. We'll do another clearing for your immune system. So here we go. Bring up the light beam. Just watch it. So here comes a clearing for your immune system. So stronger, stronger, giving you more energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, turn back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we'd love to have some calls tonight to talk about the paranormal or anything that you'd like to talk to Ron about. And the phone number to call in is 415-762-1161. 415-762-1161. And it's very easy to do, and Ron loves to talk to people. So please give us a call, and let me just take a look at the fast chat and see if we have any more questions. Ron, you have a question about from Cindy. Do you do healings also or only clearing? Ron, are you there?
Okay, yes.
There we go.
Okay. So we do a lot of the clearings because you have to have a clearing before you have a healing. So if you're just looking for a healing, the healing may not work because you have to clear away the densities. Remember, you're full of these energetic invisible bodies, and these invisible bodies are causing your problems. So if you don't have a clearing done first, then you probably will not have a healing. And you may have to have many types of clearings. This is why we have the whole lifetime clearings. Remember, you are living the life of your ancestors. So you don't know what they thought, what their belief systems were, what kind of conditions you've had in your life and their life, because all these energies are with you right now in the moment. And they're strictly in your genetics. This is why we all look different. And, you know, if your parents had a certain condition, we'll say, or and your grandparents, because they gave it to your parents, just look at those. Sometimes they don't recycle in the next generation. They might take two generations. So you might be living the life more of your grandparents, the four of them, as opposed to your parents. So you might want to take a close look if you happen to know your grandparents or have heard stories about them. You know, see if their body was in good shape. You know, if maybe one of them was missing a finger, then chances are you have that same, you know, problem with maybe having a finger problem too, or even having a finger missing, you know, in later years. So I think we had a caller come on. So somebody out there?
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hello, Ron. Can you hear me? Hi, how are you?
Yes, Ron. Yep, can hear you loud and clear.
Can you hear me? Okay,
yep,
I'm you're far away. I'm having difficulty hearing you, but I'll go ahead anyway. So, Ron, my question is this, that I'd like to get more perception about seeing things. Like, I had trouble seeing the shapeshifter was the orb, and that his face was in the orb. I had difficulty seeing that. How can I get more perception of that, how to have more spirit that I can see and discern better about these things?
Boy, that's a good one. It's hard to say how and why you're not seeing or you even do see. Remember, it's up to your giving your gifts. And so sometimes we're seeing these things could actually be a curse. You may not want to actually see them, you know? As many aliens as some actually smell, you probably would not want to deal with them, okay? Remember, I see all these energetic forms. So it's not necessarily a plus to be able to see psychically of these things, you know, and to see into other dimensions. It might be neat, but you may not want to actually experience that. That's up to your spirit giving you this information. So you have to ask your spirit to see if it can help you with that energy. You have another question for us, Larry?
I'll try. Yes, I'd like to get a healing then about, I'd like to get a healing about the lower back area then, if I could, and I guess I'll work on that. I ask my spirit, see if I can get more, see if it's good for me or not. I don't, see if I can handle the peacefulness of a deeper insight or not. I don't want it if it's not going to bring me more peace and understanding, then I have to organize with my spirit about that too. So I guess, yeah, I'd like to get another healing on the back area if I could, which would be helpful for me.
Okay, whereabouts on your back? Lower back, middle, or upper?
Now, the lower back, it's the kidney areas.
Okay, so let's do a sample of the mechanical clearing here. So we're going to look at you as if you have robotic energy controlling your body. We did this on a few shows here. I know it started off on a Wednesday, a week ago last Wednesday. But here we go. Let's take away some robotic energies there. So I'm going to count to 10. Remember, these come in from typically what I saw was the fifth dimension. They're also all the way up to the seventh. So from the fourth to the seventh, there are controlling robots, robotic energies there. This is probably why all the New Agers are writing books about ascension and that we're going to maybe 4 or 5D because they want you to be robots. That's what the light of the darkness is telling people to go to. So your spirit is programmed to go to the light of the darkness, and then you're ready to become a robot. Isn't that nice? So here we go. So working on your lower back here, taking away the robotic energies. I'm going to count to 10. So 1, oh, that's heavy, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Larry, you want to get up and walk around, and everybody else get up and walk around. Probably maybe bend over, twist, and just see how that lower back is feeling. And you can report back maybe in a half a minute, Larry. And remember, it's
very necessary
to walk during some of these clearings and just see if you have any relief. You might feel lighter there. You might feel like your body needs to kind of understand that it's a physical organism now versus a mechanical one, because these things get overlaid over you, these programs that are mechanical that control your body. So how do you feel, Larry?
Well, the right side feels pretty good. The left side still feels a little bit of a kink in there, a little bit of a pain, twitch of pain in there, but The left side feels good. The right side feels good. The left side's still hanging in. It's a little bit of pain.
Okay, so the one side got improved a lot?
Yeah, the right side seems better. Left side just needs a little bit more work, I think.
Okay, so this is true for other people listening. We'll do some more energy work there. So it's up to you to tell the light being what side you want to have for this energy being worked with. Okay, so here we go. We're bringing some energy to you. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. Wow, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, how's that, Larry?
Seems like it's
improvement.
Sometimes it gets it's a little bit better. It seems like it gets better as we progress along too in the program.
Okay. So my cell phone's saying low battery, so I don't know how long I'm going to be on here. So I've got to get a call on my other cell phone. So if I happen to go out, CBS will call me. So let's see who else is online there.
Thank you.
Back to you. Okay. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you so much for calling, Larry, and thank you for that was great healing, Ron. So very good. And we have, let's see, Marianne asking if you can try to remove robotic energies from the right index finger.
Yeah, we can give that a try. So here we go. Everybody think of your right index finger. And even if it's perfectly normal, let's think about it now. Here we go. So bringing in the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so how's that?
Well, for myself, my right index finger is just tingling. Feels very tingly. So it definitely feels the energy.
Yeah, let's do the other side, okay? Do the left index.
Great.
So stronger, 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 and stronger. So this clearing that we're doing kind of came about basically a couple years ago. I worked with people, and they had cameras physically in their eyes that you could almost see. So I sort of taken those part of the robotic programming. And so working with that and getting those out, people, and then they also had, like, listening devices in their ears. And this will sound a little sci-fi, but when you see somebody in front of you and they have brown eyes and one eye turns black after you remove it, and then within maybe a half an hour or so later, the eye returns back to brown again, you know something is going on there. So this is all real stuff. So let's see what else we have on the fast chat. Anybody there, Sylvia, we can work with?
Yeah, we have some neat comments. Let's see. Marianne is talking about having done one of those new clearings on your website, the chakra clearing, the one that you were talking about, the crown chakra and the other chakras having those different alien entry points cleared or closed, or not sure what the terminology would be. But she said feels much less pain in her body, more clarity. And I'm trying to get back to the comments. The kind of slipped off my fast chat screen here. General sense of well-being and confidence, and a lot of life force energy. So that's pretty great. I was wondering if you could tell us more about that clearing. You mentioned something about kind of a lot of different points that they connect
in. Yeah, what we have. Can you hear me okay, Sylvia? Hopefully you can. Are you out there still?
I'm here.
So what we have is the seventh chakra. You notice I never work with the seventh chakra. I always work with six down to one. But the seventh one is on there. And so from one to six, you have a little check box where you can actually check front and back on those chakras. A lot of times you will get hit from behind with psychic attack energies and cordings. So that's on there. And what it does, it closes off your chakras from alien attack, basically. And they come in through your crown chakra. So we added those in there also, the other chakras besides that. And then we have body entry points, which is the second part of the clearing. So that's part two. And we go through all different body parts, we'll say, almost. So I think it goes down to maybe about 20, maybe 20, so I'm just guessing, maybe 24. So 7 less 24 is how many we have up there of different entry points that you may want to shut down to from the dark side attaching to you. And the last part is very, very good. It's entities being released from you, and then it's, you know, doing your spirit retrieval and then spirit integration for the last three clearings. So if you do go online and you do that, I'd highly recommend first do the chakras and then do the last, very last three after that, because it is kind of lengthy to do, and you don't want to get stuck without having the last three clearings done. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, that actually brings up another question that we have on the fast chat from Tina. The question is, for longer healings like the barcode removals, can one be asleep?
On the barcode, it depends which one it is. You can be sleeping, yes, but if you have to change the screen to go to a different part of the clearing, then it may not be advisable because the clearing would stop after that particular part is done. But yes, you could sleep. What I recommend people to do, like on the alien barcode one that deals with your death, is to set a timer, like a little egg timer or something, so you can come back to your computer if you need to during the clearing, so that you don't sit there or do something and forget about the clearing. Remember, you're probably going to be out of time during all these clearings, so you may lose track of time. So you want to definitely, and some of these are pretty lengthy, so you definitely want to stay in tune with the clearing. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. We have Heal on the line on the fast chat, and wondering if that we could have a sample of the robotic clearing from the head.
Okay, here we go. Boy, the head's pretty big. What I'll do is the top of our head, okay?
Okay.
So here we
great.
Go. So, stronger, getting this energy off, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So that's, pretty good here. It's a little hard to do all these robotic ones because they're not complete. So the samples are good, just that they're not complete on what we're doing. This is why the page is still in process of being worked with.
Okay, great. So, that's pretty exciting, all this new stuff on the website, Ron. So we talked about the chakra clearing. Can you talk more about the psychic billboard clearing? That sounds very interesting, and I'm not sure I completely understand what it is that's in our psychic billboard and what's being cleared.
Yeah, that's good, because we don't know what's there, so you hit the nail right on the head. So what we
yeah.
have in the psychic billboard, the body is transmitting to everybody. So does it say that you're unworthy of having a job? Does it say that you like to be poor? To say that you want to have bad relationships. You know, remember, this is put in place, number one, because your body wants to heal this energy, and number two, it's probably going hand in hand exactly with your natal chart. So this is why people come into your life to do strange things to you. So once you clear that billboard, then you're able then to put onto it what you'd like to bring into your life. And this clearing works with the dark energy also, which is the mind energy. Remember, the billboard is created by the mind. So it works with that energy, and you can erase it and reprint onto it energy that people from the mind can see that. This is what we used to do, and this is psychic, okay? It'll also work with heart energy, too, naturally. But we know the planet here is controlled, and we're dealing with mind energy all the time. So basically, you first clear away an issue that you know that you're having, and there's a box for that, and the cost is $20. That's for a month, and then from there you go in and you type in what you'd like to have in its place, if you want to have something in its place. So you may take the issues that you're dealing with, just kind of look at your life, what's happening to it, and just type in maybe one at a time there and clear it, you know, one issue at a time. And then from there, after you clear the issue, then type in what you want to have it replaced with. And then you can do that for a month for $20. So you're probably going to know pretty quick if it, how well it's working according to what you're going through in your life and what starts to show up. So that's why that's on the website, to help people out to get rid of the negativity and the influences that they know nothing about, because you don't know what you're transmitting, you know. What are you telling people about yourself? You know, how are they going to interact with you? Well, they read the billboard. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, that's really interesting, and it sounds like that's probably responsible for a lot of things, like who you attract to yourself, the types of jobs that you attract, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, this is truly the law of attraction. Yeah, this is that's what it is.
Yeah.
This is the secret.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like the energy that's stuck in your billboard, and then it kind of magnetizes you, I guess, to the similar energy in other people or things like that.
It's kind of like having sugar for ants. So everybody out there who wants to take a piece of you will say, you know, or whatever, will come to you to get that, because you're transmitting that. You know, if it says that you like to stay in poverty, you like losing money, well, then people will come to you because they see you maybe as a sucker and they want to take the money from you. Remember, you're transmitting this. Remember, law of cause and effect. You know, your thoughts control your reality. Well, this is where they're placed. They're all around you on that psychic billboard. This is why you want to get that thing cleared off. And if you're still having troubles, I'd probably recommend doing the self-empowerment clearing and do this one at the same time. I think you'd probably have great results to change your life. Remember, what happens is we don't know how bad off we are until we have a clearing, number one. And then number two is the fact that once you get the clearing and you start being able to manifest what you want, then your body all of a sudden, says, yeah, I can do this now. You know, because you feel safe about doing it. Where before, you may not even have a clue. It may have been so long that you've had maybe a pain-free body, or that you've had things happen in your life that was synchronistic or something like that, that you don't know what's going on. So once you have the clearing and things start to work for you, then you're on the positive road to success. And this is one way you can do that. So it's a very, very good, inexpensive clearing to do. And just see what happens. Back to you, Sylvia.
So it almost reminds me of like a movie screen and a projector, you know, and it just throws all that stuff up on the screen and plays your movie of all that stuff for other people to see, psychically at least.
Yep. That's what it's doing. It's giving you what you. What the body, in a sense, wants to heal, and what you have chosen on some level of consciousness to bring into your life. So you can have conscious control of it now. Remember, your body will kill itself to get well. And so once you understand that, then you can start to change the way you're responding to your body. And just by having clearings that we have on the website, your body now is coming more into balance and wholeness, and maybe the dis-ease that you're dealing with may start to leave you because you're coming into a more non-judgmental energy each time you have a clearing. All these clearings are taking away the gunk, the negativity, the darkness. This is all that I do with people is take away their darkness. So I deal with darkness completely all the time. And it gets released from you so you can bring in more spirit energy, which is the light. Remember, the light never created the darkness. The darkness does not necessarily know light the way it's supposed to work. It's probably afraid of it because, you know, the light's so powerful. But the light never created darkness. It doesn't live there. So we have two opposing forces that are there, and the darkness wants to steal your soul. This is why we have all these problems here, or I use the word spirit, but on the earth here we use soul for some reason. I guess they wanted to separate you out from source, so they create another name for it. Much like, I guess, the Catholic Church, you know, you pray to Mother Mary instead of Jesus, but Jesus would not want your prayers anyway. Remember, who'd want to be psychically attacked? But in their theory is Mother Mary is the go-between, you know. So here they put the soul in between your spirit and you so that it's, you know, not the same energy. Another way that they have tricked us here. So what can we do next? Is there anybody out there with a paranormal experience or anything?
Well, I just wanted to bring up one more thing here because on the fast chat, Marianne was saying, empty the cup so that you may fill it with something better. So did I understand you right on the billboard clearing then that you can, after you've cleared it out of the stuff you don't want in there, you can actually select what you do want to have on that?
Yes, that is correct. There's two boxes. First one is for clearing what you know that you're dealing with. And the next one is to input into that what you wish to have in your life. So let's just say that you
that's
have...
That's incredible.
So let's just say you have too much money in your life, okay? And you say, man, I got too much money. It's everywhere, and I need a little bit less. So then you put in the next box, I want to have less money. I don't know if anybody is out there. Have extra. You can send some my way. And I'm sure we have people listening. They raise their hands, too.
I'll
use that. So that's what the negativity uses here is the earth is running on this the money situation. And unfortunately, this is how this earth is being run. But I can't get into that too much. But that's another way of dominating. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, here's the next. We have a few questions here. One is, do you recommend for one to do the natal barcode before the billboard clearing?
I would say probably not. I'd probably do the natal one is very important. In fact, they're all important. What the natal one does is it'll clear from you the way the aliens attach to your life. Remember, they use letters and numbers to connect to you. So, number one, that could help you, but that is typically energies coming to you, probably, you know, coming to you from the future. Okay? I may not be 100% correct here, but what you're dealing with now is already what's manifested. And so, by doing the billboard one, you're going to be bringing forth the energy. You know, right now in the moment to change. Whereas the other one will give you a change too, but you probably want to work on your past history, which is what's on the billboard, okay? I hope I answered that correctly. Because they're both
good
clearings.
That was great. The next question is from Tito says, I am accident prone. Am I attracting that energy to me?
Yes, you are. So, try that clearing. And remember, your body's transmitting that you need to have problems, okay? Whatever it is, physical problems. I would assume that is probably physical since you're accident prone, unless, you know, you're having troubles with things around you, breaking or something. But, yeah, that is, everything is reading that psychically. Remember, not only do humans read it, but everything else does too. So let's just say that you're walking outside and all of a sudden, you know, a tree branch falls and hits you on the head. Well, the tree's conscious too. And it dropped the tree on your head, the branch. So you have to realize that everything is conscious. So by changing that, that may not happen to you again. So, you know, what I say is just try it for a week. You know, pick up everything that's happened to you, maybe make a little list of it, and then clear it. And then also, you know, if you want to change that, put something else in that's maybe more positive for you. Remember, the light shift doesn't judge negative or positive. And so, but typically what we want to have is something that's going to be positive in our life. So we're going to probably put something there. You could just say you just don't want to have it and you want to be in neutral space. That would also work, but you want to get rid of it first. So you don't always have to draw something to you, draw a positive to you to balance the negative. You can just say, I don't want to be hit over the head anymore by this tree branch, and I'm okay by not, you know, doing anything else with that. I'm perfectly fine. But a lot of people have a situation that, you know, they're bringing stuff into their life of negative events, so they don't want to have it. They'd rather have it turned around in a positive direction. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so we have... JP says, can you help? I have done alien removal, but still having abductions while asleep.
Oh, boy. Okay. What I would probably suggest then, if you probably have it on 8 hours a night, I hope. You might try to narrow it down and see what's coming into you. Possibly you might know what energies are there. Maybe what beings. If you haven't had the barcode taken off of you for the abduction, then that might be one to have. If you have had that and you still have this here, boy, I don't know what to say exactly. So just keep that clearing on here. It's possible maybe the robotic energies might be helping you if we get that one put up. Change your billboard. You know, that might be something too. I don't think the aliens are really gonna call it billboard and, you know, if you say no more abductions, they're probably gonna laugh at you, but I would try that just to see what happens. So it's a difficult thing for the abduction process and the alien attacks that go on with people. It's something that isn't, It's a hard one. If anybody else has any suggestions, maybe you can call in or even go on the fast chat here. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. I think we have time for one more call, and there's a beep. That was great. Hi, who's there?
Hello?
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 Hi,
how
are you? Hi, Ron. Hi, Sylvia.
This is Victoria Annika.
Victoria Ann here.
Hi. Oh, Victoria Ann. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
How can we help you?
I wanted to share with you guys the water. The last time Ron had did some healings or clearings for water for us, I kept passing that water, that one glass of water, and mixing it with other water, and it kept on for about 10 glasses of water, only because I haven't had a chance to get back to getting some more water. But I wanted to say thank you, and it really, you know, I believe, but I, after tasting the water and how I felt afterwards, it was like almost like a circulation healing. So I wanted to just ask Ron if if that's, you know, does that happen a lot, or some more information on how that happens?
Okay, normally when I do water charging, it's only designed to work with the glass that you're holding. Imagine that it could transfer, but typically, from the past anyway, the past being like maybe 4 years ago when people tried dumping more water into a larger container, it would be diluted. It could be changed now, but that's great. What you can do too is go on the website for the $1 clearing for water too under water activations. And you can put different things in the water to help you too. So if you get extra water, that's
wanting
wonderful.
To use some for the charging for healing and also some to drink, you know, for just because I know the water's good because I had it. It's distilled type water and it's not spigot water. I don't use water from the from our faucets. I go through some kind of purification anyway. And my other question would be, if it was water from the faucets, would it still work?
Oh, yes. I have people who have come on the calls who had chlorinated water, and all of a sudden the chlorine left the water. So I've had a lot of things like that. A lot of good
wonderful.
Comments on the water.
And thank you, Ron. I wasn't trying to be greedy about that. It just kept... And I didn't even think about it ahead of time. I just went with it, and it was just amazing. And I meant to acknowledge you before and say thank you. And, it was one of my little miracles I wrote down. So many things happening, it's hard to keep up with it all.
That's great. So the water charging, a lot of people do that on the website because they want to have good drinking water. And you can also, on the site, do the skin misting water. And that's just wonderful for your
skin.
The what? It's the skin misting water. So what happens is you get a water container, and the skin misting water is to hydrate your skin. And you can also put it in your bathtub if you wish.
That's great.
Yeah, a lot of people just get a little spray bottle and put the water in there, and then you can mist yourself and refresh your skin that way and keep... I like to also spray it around, you know, the auric field because it seems to be very cleansing.
Oh, fantastic. I haven't tried that yet.
It feels
great. Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah, we just did it tonight.
The water really tasted like silk. It was so smooth like silk and sweet. That to me was like... Jesus, the Jesus energy that we heard about before and the miracles, it's sort of like he turned the water into wine or the wine into water and when they didn't have enough food or water, is this the kind of thing he may have done, like charging, or do you have any input on that?
Yes, it's the same process. I've had people ask me to take their water to make it into wine, but I'm not going to do that. But, it's the same process.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, right. But that's what I was thinking of. Thank you so much, sir.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you for calling. So another added thing here, on Wednesday nights we do our water charging. And you can get onto that call, go to the website and sign up for that. And we have a half an hour of light shift healing, physical healing, and then we have water charging. And you get 7 containers of water for the week. And it starts on the next, the following day, which is Thursday. And most people get a half a gallon to a gallon of water. And they mark them, you mark them 1 through 7. And different light beings will come in and charge the water for you for that particular day. And people take it to work with them. And that's one way to stay connected to healing. For the whole month, if you wanted to do, a month on this year. And that way, you have one day that you can come on and do that, and it's just a wonderful way to help yourself with healing, as the water has healing codes in it, and each day is different. And that's just so neat about the water charging. I've been doing that for a long time. People just love that call.
Yeah, and it's really incredible, just like Victoria Ann was just talking about, how the water will just turn to it feels like silk in your mouth, and it just is so amazing, and it sometimes will taste sweet. Sometimes it tastes different depending on what it's working on, but it's incredible.
Yeah, I got a big kick out of going to New York, because when I do my lectures, I have a lot of people that show up, you know, year after year. And they come in and I say, everybody have their water for charging, and the people that's been in the lectures that I do, where I do the water charging, which I do on every one of my lectures, and workshops that I do, they bring in a big container. And the newcomers just have a glass outside, you know, which they'll get it out of the, you know, the portable water they have there. But the other people, they come in with maybe a quart bottle of water, and they're ready. So it's good. So it looks like our time is only coming to a close here. I don't know. I'll be doing
a couple of things I wanted to ask. We have sometimes you do the Q&A calls on Friday nights, and I was wondering if that's happening tonight or not.
Yes, I'll be doing that tonight. I'll be remote, though, on my cell phone, so I'll be using the other one here, and I should have about an hour of time on it. So it'll probably be an hour call, you know, unless the cell phone dies, but I think it'll work for an hour. This one here that I'm on, the screen's black on it, so I can't see what I have, but it's a low battery a while back. But, yeah, I'll give you the phone number for that. It's 646-519-5800. Repeating that, 646-519-5800. Let's get the 800, and the PIN, which you need to have, is 9009. And that's 9009, then you hit the pound sign. So that'll start, I'll be on the call about 5 after the hour here. So we'll just say about 10 minutes away. So, back to you, Sylvia.
I don't know if we have time to squeeze this in, but we had a couple of requests. One was about menopausal symptoms and complications, and one was about whether you have a healing for the endocrine system.
Oh, boy, those both are pretty involved. There's a lot of things that happen there. I'll do an immune system here, so let's try that one. So here we go. That one's a little bit easier to do. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. The declarings will probably take a couple of hours to do, to actually do some balancing. But we can do jumpstart on your immune system. So here we go. Bring up the light beam. So stronger. Here comes the energy. Stronger. 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 Stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have an immune system problem, you're probably sensing, feeling that your body is now heating up. So here we go. That's a good indication. So stronger and or tingles. Stronger, so you're getting more energy into your body where it's needed. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, back
if
to
I
you,
could,
Sylvia.
Yeah, if I could make a suggestion, you know, one thing that people could try is by doing the water activation or the, what is it called, the other activation on your website, Ron, where you can activate an object. Because you could try, you know, if you're having a particular issue like endocrine or something like that, you could try putting that, typing that in the little box and asking for some, you know, some water that would benefit that system of the body.
Yeah, that's true. We have our
I think
special,
it's under the...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
On the left-hand side of the activation, yeah. So our time is coming to a close here. We have, if you're interested in coming on to the special healings this month, they're starting on the 17th, a four-hour conference call on Saturday. The next day is the 18th, where it's 8 hours on a conference call line. Time goes by very quickly, so it's 28 hours of healing, and you get that free alien blood barcode off of you too, which will be activated at that time for people. And so that's a bonus. The cost is $200. If you have somebody living with you, it's $100 for them. Other children under 18 are free, and so are your animals and pets. So this is a continuation of our intensives that we do. We didn't have one last month, but now we have it starting up again here. So if you're interested in having wonderful healing, you can check out the top of the website here on creationlifeship.com. We have a couple sample pages for alien parasitic life forms. This is what we're removing from you. And it's quite something to have them leave you. So this is what it's all about, is to get more spirit in you, and you get your body brought back to yourself during this call along with your spirit. So remember, you're off in parallel lifetimes somewhere in a dark universe. This is the plan for the darkness. So back to you, Sylvia. Are you there?
Sorry. Yeah, I'm here, and I'll just say good night and blessings, everyone, and we will see you tomorrow, Saturday night, live on the Lightship at 9 Pacific, Station 1.
So I'll be on the call in about 5 minutes or so. 646, this is for question and answer. It'll be like a little workshop. This is what we're going to be doing now. People can ask questions, and we'll answer questions, like the newcomers who come on first. And that's the way it works. So we'll see you in 5 minutes, everybody. 646-519-5800. PIN number is 9009. And it's also on the fast chat, the phone number. I'm sure somebody will put it up there if it's not on there right now. So 646-519-5800, PIN 9009, and then hit the pound sign. So see you in 5 minutes for our question and answer period. Bye, everybody.